Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science, my weekly podcast. Now, a request has come in. John Sexton. John sent me an email. Thank you very much, John. My email address is laoneill, with two L's, at tcd.ie. Happy to take requests. And John has asked me to cover the shingles vaccine. Now, this comes up, actually. People ask me about this, so it's a really relevant topic for many people, because a study has come out showing that the shingles vaccine decreases the risk of getting dementia. So it's a very interesting study, I must say, and I've read about it and I've dug into it myself a fair bit, and I'm very happy to talk about it, John. So I'm glad you've recommended this, and it really is interesting, and there is evidence growing that if you're over 50 and you take the shingles vaccine, you'll decrease your risk of dementia by 20%, which is a big effect. That level of effect has never been seen with any other intervention so far, so this could be a really important area. Now, again, we need a bit more evidence, I suppose, and more replication, as I call it, of these things. But so far, it's really intriguing that this might be the case. Now, what is the shingles vaccine? Well, it's a vaccine for shingles. You don't need to be an expert to tell you that from the name. It's also called the zoster vaccine. And as people might know, there's a condition called herpes zoster. It's a virus. That's chickenpox, the chickenpox virus. If you have that as a child, that virus climbs inside your nerves, get this, stays there for a long time and then gets reactivated. And it's the varicella zoster virus. And it hides away in the nerves. But then when you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, suddenly it decides to re-erupt. Now, when it re-erupts, it causes shingles. Now, you're familiar with chickenpox. As a child, little blisters. It's pretty benign, chickenpox. In fact, there's often chickenpox parties happened, because then once you get infected with chickenpox, you're resistant to chickenpox. But later in life, as luck would have it, this can come back, and you know, you often wonder how these things arose, but it's just the way it is. And when it does come back, say in your 50s or 60s, it's a very painful disease for some people. It causes a massive rash, often a ring around your middle. You get blisters, painful. When it goes away, a lot of pain, because the nerves are being affected. And it's mainly in older people. That's what shingles is. Now, it does resolve in most older people, but they've had a horrible time of it, you know. So for a long time, people have wondered, can we treat shingles? Now, why does it erupt? Well, it's usually in older people because you're immunosuppressed. Now, as you get older, your immune system begins to go off the boil. And you'll all remember that, I presume, from the COVID pandemic, as older people are at higher risk of COVID because their immune systems aren't as effective, just like other parts of your body. In this case, the immune system begins to ramp down, and it turns out, and this is an amazing piece of immunology, and I'm always fascinated by this, all through your life, after you've had chickenpox, your immune system is keeping it at bay. It's in the nerves, it's trying to erupt, but it's being kept contained. Then you get older and suddenly the immune system begins to fall asleep and the damn virus re-erupts and causes shingles. It can happen if you're stressed, because that affects your immune system. It can happen if you're on immunosuppressants for certain disease, inflammatory diseases. There's various reasons why this can erupt. Stress, they think, is actually quite a significant factor. And it's probably a double whammy there, by the way. You're a bit older, your immune system is a bit sleepier, and then you have a very stressful episode, and the double punch really damages the immune system, and now the virus comes out and causes shingles. So, and as I say, it's reasonably common. About everybody knows someone who's had shingles. Now, mercifully, I haven't had it yet, and as I say, it's pretty nasty. Now, what about the vaccine? Well, there are two vaccines. One is called Shingrix, it's made by GSK, and the other is called the Zostavax, and it's made by Merck. And I know the person who drove the Shingrix vaccine in GSK. His name is Guillaume Pfeffer. Guillaume, I'm going to send you this, because a good pal of mine, he got me involved in a couple of companies advising and so on over the years. So, but Guillaume really drove this vaccine through GSK, and it's wonderfully beneficial, because it's a very, very effective vaccine. If you take the Shingrix vaccine, it decreases your risk of getting shingles by 90%. Now, we love those levels of efficacy in any vaccine. And there was one study, they followed people out for 7 years post-vaccination, and the risk decrease was there for years and years. Now, there is some evidence you might need a booster, as ever with vaccines, but this is a very effective vaccine. And what it is it's called a subunit vaccine. It's a piece of the virus. It's called glycoprotein E antigen. And that's a piece of the varicella zoster virus. It's a bit like the COVID vaccine, which you may remember was the spike part was used in that vaccine. And it's got an adjuvant called monophosphorylated lipid A. Now, I know all about that because that goes through a thing called TLR4, which my lab has worked on for years. The adjuvant is needed to boost the immune response. And then a thing called saponins, which are strange plant extracts that seem to enhance the efficacy of the vaccine, all bundled up in a thing called a liposome, which carries the whole thing. It's quite a complicated thing. And of course, GSK had to be sort of really systematic in assembling it, showing it was safe and all the usual things. And it's a very safe vaccine, of course. Very few side effects. Now, the other one, now, by the way, what are the side effects? Well, it's the usual injection site reaction. You know, you sometimes get a bit of fatigue and a headache after, but they always resolve. So the level of side effects is minimal for a 90% benefit. Now, the other one, Zostavax, that's a bit more old-fashioned. That is the live virus that's been attenuated. Now, very often vaccines will have the germ itself that's been deactivated, if you will. It can be boiled up, it can be modified. It won't cause disease, but it will have bits of it that you want the immune system to see. And then you get an immune response, and then the immune system remembers. And as you all hopefully know by now, that's what happens with vaccines. It trains the immune system, and then it remembers having seen the bad guy. And when the real bad guy comes up, or a piece of him, you recognize the bad guy and kill him. That's how vaccines work. So Zostavax is the other one. It was used a lot. It's being used less because Shingrix is slightly more effective than Zostavax, and Zostavax has slightly more side effects. Sometimes you get a few little blisters because it's actually the attenuated virus, little outbreak of chickenpox, but still it works, and it's been very effective as well. But I think overall the marketing people would say Shingrix is outperforming it, and in fact the US I think has stopped selling Zostavax because Shingrix is more effective. Now, the other thing to say would be is these are very effective vaccines in terms of limiting disease. They're also very cost effective. And they've shown that if these vaccines are used, a health system, say in America, will save $100 million a year, because people with shingles, they are a burden on the healthcare system and have to be treated. And of course, if you're decreasing shingles, you'll save money because you have less people being treated for their shingles disease, which is a wonderful thing. Less suffering and then less money being spent on the whole thing. So really successful story, actually. Now, there's a controversy, I think, in Ireland because you got to pay for it. Some countries give it away for free. And Ireland should really make the Shingrix vaccine available for free. I don't know why they aren't, at least to my knowledge. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it's available. You got to buy it. So that's a bit of a controversial issue. If it was me, I'd make it freely available, given how effective it is and what the savings are for any healthcare system that uses it. And even more importantly, this latest research on dementia. Now, they used in this study, it was... they didn't use the Shingrix, they used Zostavax, but still it probably will apply to Shingrix as well. And here's a study. It was in Wales, of all places. And they had a very interesting experiment in Wales. The Welsh administration decided to give this vaccine to loads of people, but you had to be 79 years of age or younger and not 80. Now, that sounds a bit unfair, maybe, and quite why they did it that way, I'm not sure. I think it was to do with supply, actually. But they noticed that there were loads of people, say, 79 and a half, and there were loads of people just 80. There was like maybe 6 months age difference between them, or even a week. And they compared the ones that were given the vaccine with the ones that weren't, for dementia. Isn't that remarkable? They saw this as a great opportunity. Now, what made them think of this was there was some anecdotal evidence that shingles itself might limit the development of dementia, possibly. So there were one or two hints as to why this would be. But it was also, I think, just an epidemiological thing. Some people began to notice this. And the effect was so large that it was real, we felt. And overall, the record showed that the people given the shingles vaccine were 20% less likely to develop dementia over a 7-year period. Again, 7 years was often the time that was used in these kinds of studies. Published in Nature, April 2nd of this year, big headline. So I'm very happy to talk about it. I could have talked about it sooner, I guess, but John might have come across that at that time. Now, the other thing was, why would this be working in the way it is? Well, 20% is a big effect, first of all. Secondly, it could be to do with the nervous system, because the virus, remember, lives inside neurons. So maybe if it gets a foothold there and begins to grow and develop, it increases the risk of dementia because it's damaging the neurons in some way. If you have the vaccine, you limit that in some way. And the limitation of it then might be somewhat protective. And maybe low-dose infection might be slightly protective as well. But the vaccine can certainly help limit the effect of the virus and limit the damage to the nervous system. And remember, dementia, 55 million people worldwide, mainly Alzheimer's, that's the commonest cause of dementia, 10 million new cases every year. This is a very serious issue. And other studies along these lines have been very hard to pin down. Like, there's been other ideas that vaccines might protect, but the trouble is people that take vaccines in older life are inclined to be healthier, and that could be the reason. But this natural experiment with two groups that overall have the same lifestyle, the same kind of demographics and so on, there were less confounding variables in the trial, and that's why we can rely on it more and more, I suppose. And the bottom line then was this very clearly stood out. What was also very interesting was the effect was stronger in women than men. They could spot that. Now, why would that be? Well, women and men have slightly different immune systems. Women will respond more strongly to the shingles vaccine because they got a slightly ramped up immune system, and that's true actually at every age, not just in older people. Women have a slightly stronger immune response, probably evolutionary reasons, because they're the ones getting pregnant and having the babies. But the trouble is the slightly increased immune response in women puts them at a higher risk of autoimmune disease. But in this case, that slightly stronger immune response to the vaccine gave them even more protection than men, which is quite nice. Women also get shingles more, by the way, because again, their immune systems are somehow off kilter slightly. There's many questions as to why that would be, but still, overall, better in women than men, but it worked in both. Now, very interestingly, since that study has come out, I just checked it this morning, there's other people replicating it. And as I say, we need replication. Other studies are showing people on the shingles vaccine are showing this decreased risk of dementia. Now, what's happening next is a bigger trial is being done, because you've got to get more evidence, of course. The trial wasn't set up to look at this specifically. Interestingly, they were looking at other things as well. So they're going to have a very specific trial now. The question is, will they try Shingrix? Because this was done with Zostavax. Hard to get Zostavax now. Market realised how much of a market for it. So it's a shame in some ways I wasn't done with Shingrix, because there's more Shingrix available. But that's to be worked out by the doctors. And big excitement around this, because could it be then that you turn 50 and you're given a shingles vaccine, stops you getting the nasty disease that is shingles, huge decreased risk of that, and secondly, you've got a 20% lower chance of developing dementia. That would be a marvellous outcome given the rate at which dementia is on the increase. And as I say, it's the biggest effect seen for any way to sort of slow down or prevent dementia. Now, there are advances, as I mentioned before, with some of these new therapeutics in the same kind of range as this. So who knows, you might be in a situation where you're given Shingrix and then you're given the drugs that are there, donanemab, that already are shown to slow down Alzheimer's, and kind of a double whammy effect. So what we're seeing therefore is more progress with dementia. There's two possibilities now which you would have to slow it down: the antibody against beta amyloid that's been shown to slow down disease, and now Shingrix or Zostavax to slow down the risk of developing it. And we may see more of this. And who knows, ultimately, the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia will be decreased hugely by three or four different things in combination. And wouldn't that be marvellous? We would then begin to see dementia and Alzheimer's begin to go down in incidence in our population. The overall goal of this research, of course, is in that direction. So there you have it. That's the science of the shingles vaccine, especially for John Sexton. Thanks for the request, John. And do please email me, laoneil@tcd.ie, with requests. And my podcast is a Newstalk production, available for download every Thursday.